Nathan Zagura here from Raymond James Stadium, where the victorious Browns walking off the field after taking down the Tampa Bay Buccaneers by a final score of 13-9. It was sloppy. It was wet. The rain was coming down, and that really was the story of the game for the Browns. Many missed chances, many missed opportunities, too many penalties as they had 12 on the day, but guess what? Hugh Jackson's team found a way to win for the third consecutive time to start the preseason now at 3-0. Kevin Hogan's late touchdown to Jordan Leslie capped the game for the Browns. And then Tyrone Holmes' sack, recovered by Najee Murray after Holmes forced the fumble, sealed the deal for the Cleveland Browns in this one. Now, the Browns' defense has not allowed a touchdown in back-to-back games, and really, Greg Williams' unit has been the staple of this team so far in the preseason as the Browns move to 3-0. But that's not what you want to know about. You want to know about the quarterback, DeShone Kizer, how he looked. Well, I'll tell you, much better than the stats indicated. Certainly, it was an up-and-down day for the rookie, who finished 6 of 18 for 93 yards with an interception. But he did a very good job on third down. 4 of his completions provided first downs for the Browns, and they were 5 of 9 on third down when he was on the field. He also helped them to their best rushing performance of the preseason as well. What Kizer showed was poise. He got the ball out, didn't take a single sack in the first half, something that was an issue in the first two games. He made some big-time throws, including a bomb down the left sideline to Corey Coleman. But he had some misses as well. He missed Randall Telfer. He also missed, and it led to an interception when he took a little bit too long to get the ball down the middle of the field. But when I was saying sloppy, it could have easily been 14 points for the first team offense. Kenny Britt dropped a slant that he catches 99 times out of 100 that would have set up a first and goal. They ended up settling for a Cody Parkey 37-yard field goal. And then when they were driving on a drive that started right near their own goal line, Duke Johnson, after a long run, they moved it down the field. It was a completion to Ronnell Hall from Kizer, and they were in the red zone. Duke Johnson fumbled on first down, giving the ball back to the Buccaneers. But it was Greg Williams' defense, after both turnovers forcing a three and out, that was the story of the day. No, there was no DeShone Jackson, there was no Mike Evans, but Jameis Winston could not muster anything against this Browns defense, and that certainly has to be encouraging. So the Browns, once again, 3-0, but still a lot of work to be done. Kizer showed the promise, but he's a rookie. There are going to be growing pains. He's going to be the third youngest starting quarterback in the history of the NFL if he opens the season against the Steelers. But the story of the day, the Browns got it done. They got a victory, 3-0 on the preseason. Next up, the Bears. For complete coverage of this game and all things Cleveland Browns, keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com and the Browns mobile app.